Training camp's always it always works in progressions. It always gets a little more intense. Then the pads come on, it gets a little more intense. Preseason, then you hit it rolling. So it was fun to take that next step, but looking forward to correcting the things I can get better at. Do them tomorrow.
What are those things that you challenge yourself in the offseason to get better at?
Everything. Get healthy first. be better physically than I was last year coming into the season. Try and get as much inflammation, excess body fat, et cetera, out as I could. And, I worked with our staff, with the weight program, obviously, in the offseason. Then I go with I got my own guy when we leave. And we all work together, man. And, we have a good – it's nice being a veteran, I'll say that. You have a good plan that you've done for a couple of years that works, but then you can fine-tune it and make it better. And we got our nutritionist, Lad, who deserves a lot of credit, that has helped me, in trying and getting me, to show it better and stronger than I was last year, and he did a good job.
Do you feel a heightened sense of awareness with expectations?
I'm sorry?
Do you feel a heightened sense of awareness of the team when they see the expectations, when they see where you're picked, or do you think people bother with that?
Oh, no, it's really cool about our team is that we've never cared. I will say this, it's always nice for people to say good things. that's always nice. You always want people saying good things around this time. But also we know that that's only because of what happened last year, and that's not even this team. So we know that what we need to do better, like I said, I've said it before many times leading up to camp, we didn't even beat Kansas City twice last year, so I don't know why everyone's so excited. We have a lot more work to do and to be a better football team. So I understand the excitement of the people we have, but I don't understand the excitement of how we finished so far. So we need to do a better job there, and I think that that's what keeps our team focused. And one day when we reach our goal, we'll look at it and say, well, that was cool, now we know how to do it, kind of a thing. So always looking forward to that.
Derek, what about Donald Penn not being here?
Oh, yeah. So I never put my hand in another man's pocket. So, I'll stay far away from that. Everyone here, top to bottom, loves him. He knows that. But we're focused on just who's here and getting better. He knows how everybody feels about him. But I'll never, step into another man's situation like that.
He's also your blindside protector, too.
What's that?
It's also your blindside protector, too. I mean, not having here.
That's right. The good thing is professional football, man. you have to have a lot of good players because, if that's his decision, that's his decision. But with that said, he knows how I feel about him.
Have you talked to Donald personally recently?
Yes.
There's a bunch of alumni here today.
Yes.
Do the players, you think they appreciate the past? You talk about the past, you learn about the past. You talked about the guys being here. What do you guys think?
Absolutely. I love that you asked because whenever you get the legends that used to play here that laid the foundation, that put a legacy out there, that gave us goals that we want to achieve, when those guys show up, obviously Willie Brown's here every day, Rod Woodson's here, all those guys. But when you get a group of them and they begin to tell stories and you get to hear how they practiced and you begin to hear, about their times in the locker room or their times in the meal room. It's just those things that bring it all to life, man. This organization, along with a couple others, the tradition, there's nothing like, there's about three or four of them that there's really nothing like the tradition that some of these organizations have, and this is one of them. So when they come back, you want to soak it all in. And like I said, we get Willie and Coach Woodson every day, but there's a few guys that show up that you don't see every day. I see Daryl LaMonica, obviously he's a Fresno Clovis guy, and so I see him a lot. So, but he's always joking with me. Now, don't break all the records, stuff like that. So it's just fun to be around those guys. It really is, because someday I'm gonna be that old guy that hopefully some young guy will want to talk to me too.
Hey, Derek, you mentioned what a big crowd it is, and half this is Las Vegas media.
Yeah.
How do you keep that storyline, the emotions, the politics, the feelings of the fans from leaking into what you're trying to do on the field?
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, this is there's no book on how to do this situation. No one's done it yet. This is a weird deal, right? But we are so focused on what we're doing that it doesn't matter. We can talk about it and high, low, whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, we have to show up and play football. So that is how we stay focused. You know, obviously, like I said, it's years down the road. My kids will be a lot bigger by then. I have a lot more things I want to do here first before we get to that.
Derek, going back to the alumni, is there anyone in particular that you grew up watching and loving that you see today that you're really excited?
Oh, yeah. What's really funny is Charles Woodson, and now he's a friend,
yeah.
Which is still weird to me. When I was six, I used to practice the one-handed, you know, interception on the sideline that he did with Michigan. I still act like I'm him, you know, when I'm returning kickoffs, which Coach didn't like too much. But, you know, C. Wood, the way that he prepared, the way that he worked, not only was he one of my favorites, but I got to see him do it in person, which made me even more of a fan. And to watch what he did and what he put his body through just to give his best on Sundays, there's really nothing like it. You know, I think that he's definitely one of my favorites.
Coaching staff changes, obviously, from year to year, but you still have Todd working with you as quarterback coach and now OC. How important is that in just your career progression to have Todd?
Yes.
Continuity.
Yeah, so we're saying things, and he said, we've done it about four or five times already just in day one install, where he's like, okay, now if we get this look, and I finish his sentence, you want me to go to this? And he's like, yep, you know, he's actually, we were joking about it today, but, you know, I think that that is the part that's helping us grow. Whenever you have turnover every year, like some of my friends, man, they get new coordinators, you know,
right,
every year. And that's tough, man, because you have to not only learn new terminology, but then you have to be the one, like a coach on the field, and it's your first time doing it. Well, this is not my first time in the offense, you know. It's not my first time saying these plays. I don't lose as much sleep, you know, the night before making sure I say the play right for the first time. I can spit out the longest one that we have, you know, and we can just go. But, you know, that right there takes one bump out of each day, you know, and if that helps us be a little bit more successful or get to the next step, then, you know, that, I think that that's why it's important.
What has Donald meant to you during your time here, especially given the division that you're in and the type of guys who are in this division?
Same as all my offensive linemen, a lot. You know, they're the ones that protect me and make sure that I can go home and, you know, see my family every year, you know, you know, to make sure they work their tail off to make sure I can go home and play with my kids. And so what all of them mean to me, I can't put in words it, how much they mean to me.
Derek, you've done a really good job your whole career, getting rid of the ball quickly, avoiding the sacks. Is there a balance at all in terms of wanting to get rid of it quickly in terms of, and then big play, you know, get more big plays downfield? Is that a balance that you're trying to?
Absolutely, and we've had more explosives last 2 years. I'm trying to think how many years I've been here. Last 2 years, we've had more explosives. And that comes with how teams play you. I know a lot of my rookie year was a lot of cover two. You know, and they're not going, that means, yeah, good luck, you know. And so, you know, especially the run game, there's so much that goes into it. But all that to say, you know, you have to take what they give you. And because you got to take some pressure off the offensive line. Because if you're back there holding on to it, getting hit, well, now that's your fault, you know. Get the ball out of your hands. But at the same time, when the shot is there, you know, then you take it. But never will I just try and just sit back there all day to force a shot. I'm going to take what they give me and just move on.
Do you think there are more big plays when you look back?
Oh, there are.
Is there more that you could get?
There are. When the Lions threw for 5,000 yards, you can turn the film on and say, man, if we just threw that one, you know, that happens. It's a frustrating thing because you always go back and like, man, I wish I threw that, you know. But that will always happen. So it doesn't matter how many you have, that will always be the case.
Typically, one of the discussions on the first day is about rust, notably for the quarterbacks. From my perspective, I didn't see any rust out there from you. Uh-huh. Did you feel like you weren't rusty, and what would you attribute it to?
Yeah, no, I did not feel rusty, and I attribute it to coming early. You know, it's very important that we do that pre-camp, you know, and for the fact that practice can run smooth for when the veterans get here. You know, we don't do it selfishly. We do it because when the other guys show up, we don't want them to run a great route and us just completely miss them, you know. We want to make sure that when they show up, you know, we've already been through a week of camp. We've already, you know, we're already thinking football. We're already doing those things. That way, when the quarterbacks are on, then practice can be smoother.
A couple more for Derek.
Derek, does the injury give you any new perspective on coming into training camp?
Man, I've always been thankful, but yeah, you know, I'm just thankful that it wasn't worse. You know, it was just a broken ankle, you know. And like I said, you guys know me, I'm just thankful to be here. You know, this is my dream when I was a little kid. You know, growing up in Fresno and Bakersfield, you know, running around with nothing to do there, but, you know, go to football games and get burned by the sun. But, but yeah, this has been my dream since I was a little kid. And so when I broke my ankle, I just couldn't wait to get back out there with my teammates. And so being in the huddle for the first time was really cool. Not gonna lie, it was like a cool feeling to be back with my guys. Because there's nothing like going to battle with those guys, you know, and playing with them. Because obviously all the work that we do in there, out here, when you get to play again, it's a good feeling. So I'm just thankful to be back.
Your coach said that Marshawn was a terrific teammate.
Oh, yeah.
What do you expect from Marshawn this season?
He's going to run through some people's faces. I think I think that's what he's going to do. He's going to protect the quarterback, which he did today. You know, he's very good at that, very physical. That part of the game is fun to him, I guess. You know, I tend to like to slide or go over the top of people. He likes to go through them. So I think that's what he's going to bring. So I don't have to do it.
You mentioned last expectations one, for yourself. Sorry.
First impressions about Marshall Newhouse. Today he stepped in for
Dallas. Yeah, yes. Yeah, he's really good. Athletic, really athletic, which is good, especially in our division with the pass rushers and how athletic and quick those guys are. So very athletic. He looks very light on his feet. But at the same time, when he strikes you, he's heavy, if that makes sense. So, you know, I think he's got a good balance there, and I think he's a really good addition for us.
Thank you.